The Lehigh Valley is known for enticing regional, national, and international visitors and travelers alike with festivals such as Music Fest, world-class entertainment at the PP&L Center, and family attractions like Dorney Park and the Crayola Factory. Yet since the coronavirus, hotels locally have taken the brunt of the economic losses with coronavirus guidelines and a phased reopening of Pennsylvania's economy. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting. Lehigh Valley Public Radio welcomes Bruce Haynes, managing partner for the Hotel Bethlehem, to share their coronavirus experiences and plans for the future. Welcome, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, James. How are you?
I'm doing the best I can with what I got. Thank you for making time for WDIY Lehigh Valley Public Radio. So the last time you were on, again, it was more about how the Hotel Bethlehem was adapting to the COVID-19. Now we are in the green phase of reopening with Pennsylvania's economy. Can you tell us how those changes have affected the day-to-day operations?
Sure can. June was really when things started changing as we were able to open our outside dining and open our gift shop, our ladies' boutique in the hotel. So that was the first sign of life from basically the hotel essentially being virtually in a coma, if you will, for the period of April and May. And we saw a tremendous surge in outdoor dining. There was a pent-up demand where people wanted to get out where they were comfortable. We greatly expanded our outdoor dining space, which from our normal outdoor dining area, typically our outdoor dining area seated about 25 people, all on the north side of the hotel. We decided to spread the dining out across the entire front of the hotel, including with the city getting the two parking spaces in our lay-by in front to have parklets there. So we have now expanded our seating to 55 people in front of the hotel, and it's very comfortable. And we've seen it's very, very significant, exciting customer base to come back and particularly be outside. And our area is very spread apart, so no one feels threatened. You're certainly well beyond the 6-foot maximum distance. We're not even close to that with most of our tables. So it's a very comfortable space, and I think all of Main Street, quite frankly, has seen a significant recovery of people wanting to come out to the restaurants now that they're open.
How have customers reacted to the recent indoor dining options, even with the contraction of guidelines from Governor Wolf?
For 3 weeks, we've only been doing outdoor dining, and then we were able to open the inside, including the bar. And again, we're seeing people being reasonably comfortable coming out. And again, we hit the space in there is social distanced. We have a chief engineer at the hotel who is an outstanding carpenter, and he built probably the best plexiglass bar in the country on Main Street in Bethlehem. It's incredible. We have a plexiglass separating the bartender from the guest, and we created bays in the bar with plexiglass so that people could sit, couples could sit, or people who have a common relationship can sit up to 4 people in each bay within the bar area. So we're now taking reservations for bar space, if you will, just like we're taking reservations for restaurant tables. And we're not allowing anyone to stand as they have to be seated at the bar. There's no standing at the bar. So it's a different world, but we have adjusted for it in what we believe is would make guests very comfortable to be at the hotel. And we've seen a significant recovery. I would say at this point, last week with the opening of the inside, we're probably back to 70% maybe of our food revenues from our restaurant operation. So say that's reflecting the great support we've gotten from the community. And the difference between the 70% and where we were normally last June would be the lack of hotel guests that also would be at the bar and at the dining area. So I'm very optimistic and really appreciative of the local support that the hotel and all of Main Street has received. All the historic district restaurants are doing well.
Share with our listeners the mask policy at Hotel Bethlehem considering the statewide mandate from Dr. Rachel Levine.
We have required masks to come into the hotel. The outdoor dining area, that's difficult there to truly enforce it, especially once people are seated and ready to eat or drink. Generally, we do require people to have masks in order to be served at the ice cream shop. They have to have their mask on in order to come into the gift shop, you require a mask. And the dining is a little bit more touch and go because it's pretty tough to eat or drink with a mask on.
I was referring to whenever you're not eating or drinking, as I wanted to understand the mask policy for the property in general, and it seems like you have that down.
We do.
There were reports of other municipalities, including Easton, who may have had trouble dealing with all of the residents going out for the green phase. Was any of that apparent in Bethlehem?
Well, we didn't have that problem, but we're generally not a place where young people hang out either, so I think the ability for us to control that is pretty simple. I would say probably places where the younger generations want to go. Certainly all of Main Street was nicely crowded. The tables were generally full. Certainly from an outside perspective, I heard nothing about problem on the streets per se, but all I know is that we're controlling it. And as I say, we're not even allowing people in the bar area unless they essentially have a reservation for a bar stool seat. So we don't have the issues that I know did occur in some facilities, not only in Easton, but also in Bethlehem. But we have not had that problem. So I really hope that in general, those restaurants that aren't able to control and manage the situation don't spoil it for those of us that can.
Is that a concern as far as if, let's say, people who are not as strict with the guidelines as you are adhering to ruin it for others, or if there is a spike in cases and there is more of a contraction again as far as restrictions on businesses? Nobody wants that. What is your perception of that?
Well, that's a concern, needless to say, when I heard what happened in Allegheny County in Pittsburgh, where they reacted to what you described, more cases, by shutting down alcoholic beverage sales and the bars again. And even they went even further, they shut down alcoholic beverage sales to somebody dining outside. I mean, that's bizarre. I don't understand that. I mean, that is a total injustice in my mind to those businesses that are practicing social distancing properly and managing their business, to shut everybody down over an increased caseload and perhaps a few businesses where they let the bar get crowded with people standing around instead of being seated, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a significant concern of mine. And I would hope that the governor wouldn't take that kind of position. And I would hope that the city of Bethlehem wouldn't take that kind of position. And that instead, I think the issue would be to deal with the violators as opposed to punish everyone. It's a given when you start having people out and mingling again, it's a given that the cases are going to go up. There's no question that's going to happen. I mean, anybody that thought we were going to maintain a caseload at the level was misguided. I mean, you can't send people out and about again without expecting a caseload increase. Hopefully, the younger people, and it's clearly the younger people, can throw this thing off pretty well. And so shutting down the economy over some bad actors, I would say they ought to deal with the bad actors.
The Music Fest being mostly virtual this year, what impact has the virtual Music Fest, though, had on any of the math?
Well, that's going to obviously clearly have a major effect on our occupied rooms and the number of people that canceled once Music Fest turned to virtual. So normally, Music Fest, we would be full for most of the 10 days, but clearly we're only at about 30% to 40% occupied now. Therefore, we're going to try to promote a virtual kind of music fest on Main Street where we still bring people to Main Street where they're used to coming during Music Fest. We're going to have a promotion. DBA will be promoting this in general to shop and dine on Main Street during Music Fest like you normally would. We'll have the virtual music fest on in the tap room. We're trying to put packages together for staycations to get local people maybe to think about coming to downtown like they normally would, even though they won't have all the Music Fest venues. And then we will have a private showing room for our overnight guests for virtual Music Fest on the big screen. So, you know, we're going to try to get people to still come out to frequent the shops and the dining on Main Street and during that period to help overcome the offset from all of the revenues that we get from food and beverage during Music Fest, plus the revenues we get from our hotel guests. Music Fest is one of the big weeks of the year for hotels, there's no question, and it's a major impact to not have that. Celtic Fest is another weekend that hotels benefit substantially. Lehigh Parents Weekend, Lehigh Graduation, of course, those didn't happen. Lehigh Reunion, those weekends, if they don't happen, have a significant hit to the hotel industry in Bethlehem and the Lehigh Valley. So we're going to just try to generate ideas for people to kind of spend a virtual Music Fest experience without all of the stages and venues, but still be on Main Street, where we have a lot of people that just take vacations during Music Fest that will come no matter who the entertainment is. It's not, there are those that come for the big name acts, you know, that across Steel Stacks, but there's a whole lot of people that just come to hang out at Music Fest and can just consider this to be their annual vacation and to spend time on Main Street and to experience Bethlehem. So we still have some of those people booked, and we're going to try to capture more of those in whatever kind of marketing campaign we can do.
Got to be creative, right, Bruce?
You got to be creative, exactly. The hotel has a bunch of businesses. We're really running like four or five businesses all under one general roof. We have the, you know, we have the hotel business, and that's coming back slowly. The restaurant business is coming back fast. So that's clearly the best. Our ice cream parlor across the street never closed and, quite frankly, continues at about 70% of the volume that it was throughout the whole period, you know, stayed at 50 to 75% of the volume. Our shop, our retail operation, you know, that's, people are coming out to shop now. They're getting comfortable to do that. We lost the whole spring season, basically, and carrying excess inventory from spring that, you know, we're going to have to write down. And then we have our banquets, banquet events, both social banquet events like weddings, and we have corporate. We have our executive conference center up the street for the corporate conferences and meetings we opened last year. So in terms of the various businesses, the restaurant part and the ice cream parlor clearly are the first to recover. The hotel part is coming back slowly. April and May, we were at less than 5% occupancy. Now we're up to like 15% occupancy. Generally, say somewhere between 10 to 20%, and hopefully we can generate things as the summer goes on where people start to travel a little bit again. And then the banquet, the social events and the weddings, those have really taken a hit in terms of people either canceling or postponing in a lot of cases, trying to postpone their weddings so that they can still have that wedding experience that they really want at the hotel. But, you know, at this point, we've pretty much stopped the cancellations. We're now starting to book banquet events.
Really?
Smaller events, which is great. And the wedding events, in general, the problem we have is, you know, in our 200-person ballroom, if we have a 200-person wedding, trying to be creative and how we can execute that 200-person wedding. And the only way we can do that is maybe divide a wedding into two pieces and put half of them in our mural ballroom and half of them in the grand ballroom. So I guess the bride's family could be in one room and then the groom's family in another room with audio and visual between them, and have the cocktail hour in another location, you know, that divides the group in half, essentially. So that's the kind of creativity that we're working with our brides with to try to execute their weddings if they still are going to have a large wedding. So the dialogue with each and every bride is, our sales staff, is really a significant discussion of with a lot of creativity. Some brides want the weddings that they always envisioned in one room and they're going to wait for a year. And others are willing to try something unique. I guess something that we'll talk about for years, about how they separated the bride and the groom's families during their wedding ceremony.
No doubt. So. No, it's amazing. Either people will adapt. And again, that's the beauty of human nature and, you know, maybe the strength of our area, but people will adapt or they will wait. One of the two.
Right. Exactly. The other exciting news we have, really, quite frankly, is that the ice cream parlor across the street, the hotel bought that building last year, and we are converting, we're taking the apartments and making them be extended stay. So we're adding 10 more extended stay suites for the hotel that should be opening by the fall. We're hoping that that taps into another whole market that we have not participated in, which is the extended stay, corporate extended stay, or individuals relocating, extended stay kind of facility.
Well, Bruce, it sounds like you have a lot on the horizon despite the pandemic. I want to thank Bruce Haynes, managing partner of the Hotel Bethlehem, for making time to share his perception and insight into the local hospitality industry. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.